Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go to Kentucky, which has at least 198 cases of COVID-19. Five people have died. And tonight, Governor Andy Beshear will shut down all non-essential business and cancel elective medical procedures. Governor Beshear, you've already asked people to stay home, but haven't issued a shelter-in-place order. Now, New Jersey's governor told us he's considering arresting people out when they shouldn't be. Should you be tougher?
What I'd start by saying is what I say to our people in Kentucky every night. And that is, we will get through this. Many steps that other states have taken in what they call shelter-in-place orders, we may have put in place more than a week ago. Now, here in Kentucky, we have people that are bought in.
Well, Governor, some people are saying Kentuckians are bought in because of you. You do have a 5 p.m. briefing. Kentuckians are saying it's like beers with Beshears. They can't wait to sit down and hear from you. And you do reassure them.
You know, it's not easy to reduce your contacts, to engage in social distancing. And so just to have that opportunity each and every day to remind ourselves of who we're fighting for and the fact that if we come together but stay apart, that we can and we will get through it, but it's all of us. This is not something where the police can or should run around trying to force people into their duty. This is a once in a generation, once in a 100-year time where the people of America have to come together and we have to internalize it.
Where are you on getting the equipment that you need? Other governors as well have said that they hate the fact that they are bidding against each other. There should be a, you know, some sort of a national approach to this. And you've said your state had a line on equipment needed when FEMA came and bought it out from under you. So you're also competing with the federal government. Are you getting outbid?
It is tough that we are out there trying to compete with other states and with even the federal government. But I think it's important that we remember, as we all have to stay calm as we deal with this, that this virus didn't exist 3 months ago. Because there aren't enough tests and there isn't enough PPE, we got to understand that if we're healthy but nervous, we shouldn't be getting a test.
How are you going to support people who are out of work? Of that huge number today, over 3 million people filing for unemployment, 50,000 were from your state. We know that a week ago you paused evictions. What else can you do?
I'm going to do everything I can to help every person in my state to get through this, to make sure that everyone will have enough and that we encourage our residents, you know, shop for a week, don't shop for a month, make sure that that next person behind you has enough. We're signing everybody up for unemployment that qualifies here in Kentucky. We've opened it up to independent contractors, to small business owners, to folks who were working in daycares and in churches before this happened.
So expanding unemployment, but just in the time we have, I just one last quick question. Your state's chief justice has urged state court officials to release jail inmates quickly. Many people are in jail for instance, a parole violation or they couldn't pay a fee. So these who are not violent, the Lexington Herald leaders reporting that officials have been slow to do so. Is this a priority for you to make sure that those jails aren't overcrowded and incubating disease?
It is a priority of us to make sure that any area, be it a jail or be it on the other end, a nursing home where there are captive populations, we have got to make sure that this virus does not spread through them. So we are reviewing plans, certainly on the prison side, which is under my jurisdiction, about those that are near the end of their term, making sure that they don't have symptoms. And so making sure when we could release someone that they would be going back into their community and not ultimately bringing the coronavirus with them.
That's Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Governor, thank you and best to you.
Thank you and best of luck to everyone out there. Mm.